Genesis chapter 35. And Yahweh said to Jacob, "Arise, go to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar to El, that appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother." And then Jacob said to his household and to all that were with him, "Put away the strange Elohim that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar to Elohim, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went." And they gave to Jacob all the strange Elohim which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was near Shechem. And they journeyed. And the terror of Yahweh was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. And so Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is, Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar, and called the place El Bethel, because there Elohim appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Alon Bakuth. And Yahweh appeared to Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. And Yahweh said to him, "Your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." And he called his name Israel. And Yahweh said to him, "I am El Shaddai. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of you, and kings shall come out of your loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac to you will I give it, and to your seed after you will I give the land." And Yahweh went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. And Jacob called the name of the place where Yahweh spoke with him, Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, "Fear not, you shall have this son also." And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave, to this day. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Edar. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah his father's concubine, and Israel heard. And now the sons of Jacob were 12, the sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun, the sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin, and the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him in Paddan Aram. And Jacob came to Isaac his father unto Mamre, unto the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac journeyed. And the days of Isaac were 180 years, and Isaac breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. End of chapter 35.